Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. And Kevin, it's been quite a raucous few days, so I don't think we'll have any shortage of things to talk about between now and the end of this particular
pubs
podcast.
Pubs and football, my favourite topics.
Pubs and football, yes, but here's a man who knows nothing about pubs and nothing about football. His name is...
Keir Starmer!
Well done, Keir. First of all, he decides to get himself involved in the football debate as far as this big six leaving to form themselves into an international cartel. But more of that later. Yeah. But what about him popping to Bath? So one of the few pubs in Bath that I don't know, actually.
That you haven't been
there.
Chucked out of, yeah, the Raven.
Well, I was actually chucked out of one bar there called the Heath Robinson, okay. Where I drank the world record amount of Old Timer, which was the winter brew made by Wadworths, right? Then, for some reason, couldn't make the jukebox work, and I kicked the jukebox to make it jump to the next record.
With a load of Old Timer on board.
With a load of Old Timer on board, and I got thrown out.
So it's quite a tradition in Bath, but what an idiot Starmer made.
I mean, really?
Himself.
I mean, he couldn't have got it more wrong, could he?
Yeah, what about a bit of... even on a purely practical basis, you know, can't you organise this sort of thing properly, Starmer? You know, haven't you got people that check out that it's going to go smoothly?
Yeah.
Because in a sense... Well, not in a sense, as a matter of fact... A Labour leader or a leader of a political party going into a pub for a pint is one thing. He's not quenching his thirst. He's staging a publicity stunt. So you have to be very careful with these. And the idiots who work for him, couldn't even organise that. They should have known that he would have got a hostile reception. Instead, they didn't. And now he looks like the dickhead of all time.
Yeah, but also he made it much, much worse by some of the things that he did. Because not only did he have an irate landlord saying to him that you failed me, you failed the nation, I'm a Labour voter.
Yeah.
He then was completely disparaging of him, saying, I don't need any lectures from the likes of you. Yeah. I mean, how dare he speak
you mean
to
like
somebody...
a member of the public, like Chikir?
Yeah.
Actually, your job is to fucking take lectures from the likes of us, you prick.
Exactly right. I mean, never mind the pandemic, mate. I mean, you don't... And then this business of, you know, my wife works in the NHS. His wife's apparently
what?
A fucking lawyer in the NHS, which is not quite the same as being a doctor. And then, later, he goes and actually libels the guy. If I was the guy, I'd be suing him right now, saying, excuse me, one, you had your heavy kind of try and assault me. Two, you then besmirched me on national television and on social media by saying that you thought that I might not believe in the coronavirus. What? And I might have been a bit of a COVID denier.
Yeah. Well, first, two things.
What
first,
a load of old
first
bollocks.
Of all, that landlord should go to the police. That would look to me like common assault every day of the damn week by Keir Starmer's heavy brigade.
Well, if you'd done that to a police officer, you'd currently
cannot,
be in Bath
you
Nick.
You cannot. If I grab hold of you in the street, that's assault.
Right.
Any touching that is unwarranted and uncalled for and uninvited is common assault.
And this is particularly interesting because it was a bloke trying to stop this guy from going back
into his own
pub.
Fucking pub. Yeah, exactly. And as you say, Mike, afterwards, Starmer, like Chairman fucking Mao or Stalin, immediately resorts to this man is an extremist and a weirdo. That's what left-wingers do. As soon as you don't disagree with them, they try and portray you as a weirdo, extremist nutcase. And he immediately said, probably doesn't even believe in COVID. How dare you? You don't know what he believes in.
Did you see these wankers from LBC, though, who came out and said, 5 years ago, somebody was killed an MP was killed, like making out that this was a similar situation.
What the fuck is that going to do with
it? This is Ian
butter.
Dale's producer who put that
fuck
out, right?
Off.
Then a couple of other people on that fucking place decided to retweet it. I mean, it's almost as like, and all these people are going, oh, but he was rather rude to Keir Starmer. Well, I'm not surprised he was fucking rude. Yeah. He's not been able to make any money for most of the fucking year.
Fucking Ian Dale always going, oh, please, I need to learn. I need to be educated.
Well, I'll
educate you, Ian. Yeah. Get a better fucking producer, you tosser.
And also,
I mean,
maybe
for Christ's sake.
Maybe stop trying to wrestle old men to the ground right and
see. Yeah. You're no slouch yourself when it comes to tussling with members of the public, are you?
I mean,
But to portray that landlord who actually spoke for so many people in this locked down nation, say we didn't like those lockdowns, you never proved the case for them, and then to say he's a COVID denier, he's not a fucking COVID denier.
Well, apart from anything else, he was quoting from government actual sources, the Office for National Statistics. But Starmer is also at fault here for not all of those things we've just said, but he also tried to take the piss out of it, right? Because he then later put out a tweet that said, here's my statement about what happened earlier. And it was a link to the government's figures on COVID, right? The death figures, as if that was somehow his defence. He then put out, I don't know if you saw this later, a tweet of himself in a pub in Camden called the Prince Albert.
Yeah, in amongst his own people.
Except it was meant to be amongst his own people. He's sitting there with a couple, both of whom had half their drinks gone. He's sitting with a high pint, which he hasn't touched. And then he says, better late than never, as if he's taking the piss again.
He's probably never tried beer in his life. For
a fucking loser.
For him, like so many Labour politicians, even Tory politicians as well, a pint is nothing more than a photographic prop that they pose in. Look at me. You know, like when they go to party political conferences in places like Brighton and Blackpool, they've always got to be posing with a pint and some fish and chips.
Yes.
Look at me, man of the people.
Yeah, this is what I do every
Fucker's
Saturday.
Fucker's probably never drunk a pint in his fucking life.
Do you remember when Cameron went to the pub and left one of his children behind?
Yeah.
Well, that's how often he fucking goes. Yeah. Can you remember that he'd taken his kids with him?
Yeah, well, the kid was probably getting another couple of pints in, you know. but, I mean, fuck's sake, that episode yesterday.
It was highly embarrassing.
And he may never recover.
I don't think he will. Well, I mean, he's the most unpopular Labour leader ever, I think. He's actually more unpopular now than Jeremy Corbyn because all the Corbynites hate him, think he's a sellout, think he's been trying to turn the party into another Blair project, which they also fucking hate. Yeah. He's unpopular with Labour voters, i.e. the guy in Bath who said he's never going to vote Labour again. Yeah. He's unpopular with Labour voters in the north of England who are never going to vote for him ever again. What the fuck is he for?
Do you know what these fuckers did, though? I mean, they kicked off by calling people like us, what we always were, and I remain, we were sceptical about the efficacy of lockdowns. We never denied that there was no such thing as COVID.
And you've had it.
Very, very difficult for me. I had it for three weeks. You know, I'm not going to deny it. I had the fucking thing. Now they say, because you say that you don't think lockdowns are the way to tackle this pandemic, you're a COVID denier. Yeah. Where's the logic? Where's the logical progression in that?
But also, the other problem...
We just do not agree that lockdowns are the way to tackle COVID or indeed any other disease.
The problem is with inexact language as well, because these people say... lockdowns obviously work, and you go, well, they work in some ways, they don't work in other ways, so that means they don't work. Because if something works, for example, if your car works, it means that when you put your key in the ignition, you start the engine, the wheels go around, and it actually goes forward. If part of the car doesn't fucking work, for example, if it hasn't got any wheels on it, then it doesn't go forward. So you can't say that lockdowns work, because while it works possibly in stopping from too many
in the short term
from getting sick all at the same time, what it doesn't stop is businesses going fucking broke. What it doesn't stop is people getting fucking mentally unwell. And what it doesn't stop is people dying from fucking cancer because they can't get to the doctor.
Plus topping themselves, committing suicide. Exactly right. So the left, they think that by saying, oh, I've got to lockdown. And by the way, lockdowns, what they do is, yes, they do stop the transmission. People aren't rubbing shoulders with each other, so the virus stops spreading. And then when you come out of lockdown, guess what? It starts spreading again.
Yeah.
So yes, they work in the short term. Do they work in the long term? No, they don't.
No, which means they don't work.
And exactly right. And the left always like to picture themselves. The reason Keir Starmer and all these lefty pricks that go on telly, journalists, telling people, hey, folks, wear your face mask.
Yeah.
Observe social distancing.
Stay home.
Like they fucking know jack shit about anything.
Yeah. And then also their great argument is, well, what do you know about epidemiology?
Yeah, well,
no more
the
than
same
you
as you,
do.
you prick. Twat. And they, what it is they think that that's the caring attitude because we care about people catching COVID and, you know, possibly dying and getting ill. We care. And people who are against lockdowns, they don't care. Well, we do, actually. What we care about is people losing their jobs, people's businesses going broke. As you say, Mike, the mental health issues, the fact that more, many people are committing suicide, social disaster.
We also care about our way of life.
Yeah. Because
our way of life.
Freedom we care
been,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Has been fucking, I hope not unalterably.
So if you're
changed.
A fucking lockdown fanatic, you are the uncaring one.
Exactly.
We are the people who care about people because we think lockdowns are divisive, destructive, and have annihilated what this country stands for.
And they've frightened an awful lot of people as well. There are many people in this country who are not perhaps as rebellious as we are and who don't know what to say when a government official tells them to do something other than just to do it. People have been terrified into fucking submission, and it's ridiculous.
I know.
Absolutely, nothing ridiculous. You see these fucking tests they're now giving to kids, right? These testing kits, which I saw because my oldest son's got some, right? There's no way to figure out how they work, right? It's incredibly difficult. We now find out that actually they're not designed to give to people who are asymptomatic, i.e. people without the disease. They're designed to give to people who have got symptoms, right? And what they're, of course, made in China. And you're meant to basically stick this thing up your nose, down the back of your throat, stick it in another thing, and then tell yourself whether you're positive or not. The likelihood of it being an accurate test is less than fucking 10%.
What's the fucking
it's
point?
An absolute joke.
Just this, it's this obsession.
It's a fucking joke.
It's this obsession with this government has got with keeping us on alert about COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was it?
Be
four
alert.
People.
Be alert was one for a while, wasn't it?
What was it for? This is a Tuesday now and yesterday.
Four deaths. I think that was all over Britain.
There
as
are
well.
67 million people in this country.
Yeah.
Four deaths.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Get fucking real.
I know.
We cannot keep running away from this not particularly dangerous condition. It's fucking ridiculous.
It is. It's absolutely and utterly bonkers mad.
We've beaten it.
Well, I think so.
We've got to.
There's a lot of evidence that would suggest that.
Stay vigilant. Don't let people come in from the continent and all that. Keep our borders safe and all that. Intents and purposes, we've pretty much done it, I think.
Well, funnily enough, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, though. What happens exactly on May the 17th? You know when they say, right, now you can go inside a restaurant as well as outside a restaurant. Yeah. So we'll have to do another one of those 12 or 13-hour drinking days on that day.
Yeah.
The point is this. What happens when you go into the restaurant? Are the restaurants going to be the way they were before COVID? Or are they going to be the way they were in December, which means that you know only every second restaurant table can be occupied. Mm. You'll have to wear a mask if you go to the toilet. The waiters will have to wear masks. Right. I mean, we don't know any of this.
And the madness of this government that still can't get its fucking act together. I heard Gavin Williamson, the education secretary, on Julia Hartley Brewer's show this morning. Oh, the children, they might still have to wear masks. You know, so May the
17th. And she asked him straight up.
Yeah, May the 17th. May the 17th, we're all allowed into pubs. We're all allowed into restaurants. Sure, we have to wear the mask when we go to the loo. But apart from that, we don't have to wear masks. Nor do the staff.
Do you have to wear the mask?
So surely, Mike, at that point, kids don't have to wear masks in school. Would Gavin Williamson even remotely agree with that? Would he fuck?
Right.
Ridiculous.
No, I know, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Ridiculous.
He wouldn't even. But even if he had done, it would have meant fuck.
I can't give you an answer to that one, Julia. No, go back and sell some fucking fireplaces.
Yeah. Have you got a fucking spine?
Idiot.
Well, no, I think it's a straight answer to that.
No.
But they're all shit scared of everything.
I know.
What's wrong with them?
I know. And they've got to snap out of it. And they are leading the psychosis of the nation, the neurosis of the nation.
Yeah.
So many people having been scared shitless by a very expensive government terrifying advertising campaign, a scaremongering campaign. Would you get on a bus and tell the bus driver that your journey's essential? Yeah, no problem, man. I'd fucking lie.
Why
I don't
the fuck
care.
Would I get on a bus unless it was essential?
Because a rat's ass about the fucking bus driver.
I'm afraid I don't go on buses for non-essential
reasons. Could you tell? You know. A nurse, the journey is essential. Yeah, sure, no problem.
And also, about
but those adverts.
How about that one? I mean, people are pissed off with them, and I'm sorry that people are pissed off with them, but there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah.
That just happens to be the way of the world. I don't listen to most fucking adverts as it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I also don't listen to the ones about fucking Viagra, which are also shit, you know,
well,
when they used to go out there. But I mean, you know, the one now where they've got, you're sitting outside in the garden, it's getting a bit chilly, and you look inside, and the lounge looks very nice.
Take your mates inside,
come on, for fuck's sake, man. You know,
it's that woman it's that woman who sounds like she smokes about 70 cigarettes.
Oh, you're in your garden. And you know, your lounge looks very inviting. You could easily go in, couldn't you?
Shut up and go and have another cigarette, you fucker.
Yeah. You go and lie down over there.
But the point is that this kind of relentless campaign, scaremongering campaign over the past year has now terrified millions and millions of people. And the government doesn't help by not showing us any sign that it wants to get out of this neurosis as well. In fact, it wants to maintain the neurosis because it thinks it's important that we remain vigilant. Well, you know, we cannot carry on with a nation that's basically in a state of mental illness.
Also, I can't fucking keep talking about it for ages and ages and ages anymore. I just find myself losing fucking interest.
Do you know, I mean, I sort of touched on this last week with the thought, please, Mike. You know, I've got to be honest with you. I'm kind of at the point, I just don't care anymore.
I don't.
After a year, I don't fucking care.
No.
Fuck off with your COVID.
I
want to think about other things.
No, I'll tell you what I'm also not doing. I'm not going anywhere fucking foreign-wise if I have to sit on a plane with a fucking mask on and I have to get to the other end and take a
Absolutely.
Take another test when I come back and go in another fucking quarantine. Bollocks to
poke
all
it,
that,
poke
know?
It, stick it up your ass. I'm
the
not going to do
world
that.
Has gone mad.
And then you turn up somewhere, I don't know, in Spain or Italy, and you go to the hotel and there's a fucking perspex dividers everywhere and the waiters wearing masks. I'm going abroad when everything is back to normal, like it used to be. And I speak for the nation. We don't want anything to do with Boris and Rishi's fucking new normal and your fucking green revolution. Mm. Stick them both up your ass. We want to go back to the old normal, what we used to have.
Oh,
we don't want any more of this shit.
By the way, apparently, sometime in the next few days, Boris is going to launch yet another fucking green revolution on everybody, which is going to cost everybody about 10 grand in terms of getting your house heated differently, in terms of changing the way that we fucking power our cars, in terms of the way that we pay for things. Nobody fucking wants this
shit. And this country, right? So why do we have to fucking do all this? This country produces 1%, less than 1% of the world's pollution. China produces 28%.
Yes.
China is in the process.
Oh, we're going to start somewhere.
Right now, China is building 184 coal-powered fossil fuel power stations.
Yeah.
184.
Right.
They're doing absolutely jack shit, sweet fuck all. Nor are the fucking Indians, nor are the Americans.
No.
The Americans are doing a bit, but they're still churning out a great deal of pollution, 15%, I think
Well, Biden makes a good noise, but he doesn't actually do anything.
But I think America's still churning out, I think, 15% of world pollution. So, us, you know, busting our asses, can't drive petrol cars, you've got to have a hydrogen central heating system, it'll only cost you 20 grand.
Get some,
bicycles.
Stick some sun seekers on the roof.
You're ruining our city with all these bicycle lanes. It's tokenism.
No.
We could fucking all go back to living in huts and riding around on horses, not watching not having electricity, and it would make absolutely no fucking difference to the world's climate change problem whatsoever.
No.
So I do not want my life ruined on the altar of virtue signalling by that fuckwit Boris Johnson
and his
floating green windmills.
And his mates in the green industry.
Fucking idiots.
You can be fucking sure that Zach Goldsmith and his mates will be all over
and there'll be contracts all over the
fucking
place.
Fucking backhanders will be going on. They'll all be making an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
And we'll all be fucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll all be paying for it.
Yeah, and also, right, he says, oh, well, you know, this is a green industrial revolution. This will solve the unemployment crisis. The unemployment crisis, of course, that's going to come when they finally lift the furlough scheme. I gather they're thinking about doing that in the year 2073. I mean, when are they going to fucking do it? But say they do it in September. Mm. That means that probably 2, maybe 3, maybe as many as 4 million people will instantly become unemployed because their jobs are no longer required.
But that's okay. They can work from home.
Well, no, they haven't got jobs, right? So Boris says it's okay. The Green Industrial Revolution will provide the jobs that they need. It's a new future. Do you know how many jobs that Green Industrial Revolution will provide if you're really, really lucky?
Yeah.
250,000.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a lot of jobs as well. An awful lot of jobs.
Quarter of a million.
Yeah.
Quarter of a million. But quarter of a million, 4 million will be unemployed.
Yeah.
So it's a piss in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, this thing up in the northeast where they were going to have a coal mine, which has now been put on ice.
Yeah, what a ridiculous.
Because now they're saying that, those 500 jobs will be multiplied by 20. So they're basically saying 10,000 jobs will be created by the Green Industrial Revolution. Well, so what if there's there's 4 million, as you say, unemployed, 10,000 ain't going to fucking
touch
the size.
The Green Industrial Revolution is not a solution. And a part of the reason that fucking coal mine in the north, which I think was thought was an excellent idea, lots of employment and a very good project, one of the reasons it's gone is on this sort of anti-fracking wave of hysteria. So in America... to be fair, Obama was right behind it. He got it going.
Yeah.
There is now a massive amount of fracking going on in America.
Biden was going to end it.
With the result that America now has cheap gas, cheap fuel the next 200 years.
And it's all homegrown.
For the next 200 years. So you're right. Biden can get the virtue signalling and say, I'm calling a halt to fracking. But they've done so much of it. Mm. They've got enough gas for cheap home powering for the next 200 years. So I say, in terms of Britain... frack the fucking shit out of it. Mm. Let's frack the shit out of Britain and get cheap fucking home power for the next 200 years.
But there might be earthquakes.
Yeah. The same fucking idiots. These are the same fucking idiots that were in the 1960s and 70s. No more nuclear power. Yeah. Now they're going, nuclear power really is
really
healthy.
Good, yeah.
It's the eco way forward.
These are the same wankers, by the way, that buried themselves under fucking Euston Station in the fucking hole in the ground.
Had a lot of traction, didn't it?
Well
that
done,
demonstration.
Yeah.
Swampy. Fucking stay down there.
Yeah, really. Apparently he's got a kid.
Swampy 2. Well, he should have fucking put the mud on top of them and left them down there.
I know, exactly.
See you
right.
Get on.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now, let's talk about the football situation, because as you quite rightly pointed out, Fulham are indeed...
Well, we're leaving the Premiership
leaving the Premier League as well, but just from the bottom end rather than from the top. I mean, I cannot believe the amount of hypocrisy and fucking sanctimonious bollocks that's been spoken by so many footballers, football pundits, fucking, organisations about how it's all about betraying the fans. Well, guess what? The fans have been betrayed for fucking decades. How is it any different now?
Well, I think the problem with the Super League idea is that football has to be aspirational. It sounds like a joke, but Doncaster Rovers or Grimsby Town have to have the chance... potentially, in mathematical theory, of being able to win the Champions League.
Yeah, but they haven't, have they?
Well, they have. They have got a chance of winning it.
Chance.
Well, I know. You know what I mean.
No, but they haven't, though.
Yes, but technically...
Bollocks.
But they are banned from the European Super League, so that's why it's no good. Now, you know... of course, money will always talk, and you can see what's going on. But I think it's very, very fucking easy. You just say to them, "Okay, the big six, you go and play in the European Super League. But if you play in the European Super League, we'll kick you out of the Premier League." Simple as that.
But they don't have to do that. First of all, that's a decision the Premier League would take. And if the Premier League did do that, I think they'd be cutting off their nose to spite their face.
I think they should
be left with, though, is a Premier League that...
That was interesting.
Would pay fucking
that
money
was
to watch.
Interesting.
No, but let's face it.
It's boring now. No, but it's about six fucking clubs with a load of foreign money to see which one has bought the most expensive players, for the season and has bought themselves the title. It's always a toss-up between those six clubs. And if you got rid of them, it would make the Premiership interesting.
I don't think it would, actually, because of the...
But it's not interesting just fucking... finding out if Man City or Liverpool win.
Well, it's not interesting now because there's nobody fucking watching it for a start, which means that the whole football experience for me is just not worth fucking going along with.
Yeah, but that's going to come back, isn't it?
Well, it may come back, but
you never know. People are going to go back to the stadium.
Yeah, they had, 4,000 people at Wembley the other day. Big fucking deal. You know, I've seen more people in my fucking street.
Yeah, but, you know, there will be, but obviously, in a year's time or 6 months' time, there'll be 100,000 people.
But this is not about the fans.
And they're not going to keep the stadiums empty. The fucking clubs...
Well, they probably will, actually.
Well, they can't. They can't. They can't afford it.
The whole
clubs are dying.
No, they're dying because there's no fucking money coming in by gate money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't get enough people in.
Exactly.
Because they're paying too much money to the players, right? So now what they need to do is find a different...
Well, but if you're not getting anybody... in,
no,
then you're not making any money,
no,
are
that's
you?
Not true. No, because the whole point of this exercise is that they've been making plenty of money with no fucking audience.
Well,
right?
How?
Because they get it all from Sky
TV. Grimsby Town.
I'm not talking about Grimsby.
Well,
Grimsby, you can still go watch fucking
Grimsby. They get 190 million quid each Premiership team.
But Grimsby are not in the fucking Premier League.
I know, but the rest of the league aren't getting any money. The small clubs are dying, and actually, quite a few Premiership clubs are absolutely financial agony.
So who are these saying that this is a great system, why should we change it? Because the system isn't great. The point is that they've already been sold down the fucking river by all the people who now charge us to watch football. I can't watch a Premier League game unless I subscribe to fucking Sky
TV. But there's
TV.
No competition in the European Super League.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Well, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Nobody will give a fuck about it.
No, nobody cares. That doesn't matter either. The point
it does.
No, the point that everyone is missing. Listen to me for
matters.
A second.
The whole matters.
The thing that everyone is missing here, right, is that this is not about fucking Europe. It's not about Britain. It's not about Manchester. It's not about fucking Chelsea. Yeah. It's about China, and it's about India, and it's about North America. And that's where the money is.
Yeah,
and they're going to live stream these games.
I understand
and
that.
And they don't give a fuck
in
the stadium.
Well, I'm not going to go, isn't that
marvellous? Don't have to, but it's still going to fucking happen.
Well, it's shit.
Well, a lot of things are shit.
I mean, you know, it's like fucking...
Why are Fulham not further up the league, apart from the fact that they're shit?
Because they haven't got enough money.
Yeah, exactly. So if you had more money, you'd be in the top four.
Yeah, but you can't go, well, it's going to happen, therefore it's great.
I didn't say it was great. Yeah. I just said people should stop bleating about it.
Well, it wouldn't fucking happen in terms of the British club, as they said, you're all kicked out of the Premier League.
The British club, yeah, it would.
And they're talking about Man City and Chelsea. They might kick them out of the Champions League. They might not be able to play
there won't be
the
a Champions League without any of these
clubs. Well, no, right now, they might get kicked out of the semi-finals.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think UEFA are now acting like the fucking EU, like a bunch of fucking Nazis who think that just because you don't agree with us and you want to do something else, even though you are actually within your rights to do that, we're going to punish you and make you go out of business. That's wrong.
Well, bollocks. They won't go out of business if they go in this European Super League,
won't.
Will they?
But what I'm saying is that they're trying to say that they should be able to bully people. I mean, UEFA...
Bully people? Just say if you want to go and play in that...
UEFA is full of fucking absolute and utter cunts, right? 24-carat cunts. $3 billion a year they make from fucking...
It's a cunt organisation.
Like $3 billion a year they make, right? Yeah. And they give half of that to the clubs. Yeah. They keep 500 million every year for administration. Where do you think that fucking goes, right? These people are absolute and utter fucking vultures, and they've lived off the fans, and they've lived off the clubs, and they've lived off football for way too long. And now it's time for football to go, you know what, fuck you, we're going to have our own competition, and you can fuck right off.
Well, and then they can say, well, if you want to have your own competition, you're not in ours.
Well, they can, because the Champions League will cease to exist. The Champions League will cease to exist. Nobody will want to play in it, nobody will be in it. That'll be the end.
Well, then you're... that's not
the
point.
They already fucking ruined it anyway.
What about the Premier League?
Well, the Premier League could let the clubs continue to play in it.
Well, but it mustn't.
Why?
Because it mustn't.
Why not?
Because it has to
Well, then Sky will
not
pay.
You sound like you approve of this. This is fucking horrible.
Well, I approve of fucking progress, right? That's what I approve of.
It's not progress.
It's
shit.
Because at the moment...
Turn it into American plastic crap,
isn't it? There's nothing wrong with American sport. American sport
is a lot
better than
British sport. You can't get relegated.
Well, so what's so important about getting relegated?
Because it's the whole fucking point. You're obviously not a football fan.
Of course I'm a football fan.
But you don't support anyone.
No, I don't need
to. So you don't get it then?
No, I don't need to.
You've got to love a club.
You don't have to.
I am suffering the agony of relegation.
Yeah, because you're a fucking idiot. That's your problem.
You're a fucking idiot.
That's your
problem. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Well, if you pledge your fucking troth to a commercial organisation and you allow that commercial organisation...
Mike, you start supporting a kid when... I started supporting Fulham when I was about 3 years old.
And now they're owned by an American fucking multi-millionaire who bought them because he quite fancied the idea of franchising it out.
You can't take supporting a club out of your DNA.
Well, maybe you need to.
You know, it's not like I'm in the first flush of youth.
Well, maybe you fucking need to.
I supported Fulham when I was about 2 years old.
But maybe you need to now realise that it's not the same. It's not like that anymore.
Well, you know, if you think that I can stop supporting Fulham because it's all commercial,
well, I think there's something wrong
with
you.
Then you don't understand.
I think there's something
you don't
wrong
understand
with you.
The nature of supporting a football club.
Well, I don't understand the nature of blindly supporting anything. That's true.
Well, that's what supporting a football club is.
Well,
you blindly support.
Well, it's fucking idiotic, then.
Well,
you're an intelligent man.
Then you don't understand it. Well, lots of intelligent men and women support football clubs, support shit teams like me. You know, it's the way it is.
Well, I don't know why you would ever want to. I don't understand.
And then you don't understand supporting football.
I don't understand
the game of football.
And you're going to end up miserable and fucking
pissed off, tell me about it.
Right? What's the point of self-inflicting misery on yourself?
I'm looking forward to my trip to Barnsley next season.
I mean, fucking just ridiculous. I mean, the idea of sitting in a cold stadium on a fucking Tuesday night in Barnsley,
you don't get
fills
it,
me with fucking
I
horror.
Love it. I love it. And I look forward to it next year. I like the Championship. I prefer it to the Premier League.
Well, it's
League
where
anyway.
You fucking belong. Let's put it that way. Now, listen.
Well, clearly.
Let's talk about something else, right? The clergy, apparently.
Yeah, talking to cunts.
The Church of England, right? Yeah. Apparently, according to a Panorama report this week, and somebody called Dr. Elizabeth Henry, who resigned from her post, right? Apparently, the Church of England is racist. Now, it's got Archbishop Wokeby in charge of it, right? Apparently, he didn't know anything about this. Apparently, they've been paying people off to buy their silence, right?
What, because they're racist?
No, because they've been victims of racism, right?
Well, the victims inside, are...
And they've been making them sign NDAs.
So what are we talking about? Racist vicars? Who've,
I guess so. Must be. So they're not all like the
you
vicar.
You can't come
Dibley.
In my church. You're
no,
black.
No. So, I mean, hell. I don't think it's quite as bad as that. But apparently, she says it's really shocking. And some of the stuff that she talks about, I'm not going to get into here because it is pretty shocking, actually. But people were being really horrible to people who were not white. Yeah. And this is Church of England, man. I mean, surely to Christ, as it were. Archbishop Welby.
Christ Almighty.
Archbishop Welby should have got on top of this, shouldn't he?
Yes, but...
you know, the king of wokery.
Yes, but Archbishop Welby is fucking useless.
We know that.
He's an Olympic-class fuckwit. Couldn't organise shit, so... Of course.
I think you've been slightly unkind.
Well, I think he's
very personal attack.
Fuckwit. He. See, the thing about the Church of England is its traditional image, quite rightly, I think, was it was the Tory party at prayer.
Yeah.
Respectable people going to the local church on a Sunday, hoping to be seen going to church on a Sunday, because that's part of...
Because it was part of their social circle.
Of respectability.
Yeah, and their social circle. Exactly. And they'd go for afternoon tea now, with the vicar and all
along
that.
Along comes Welby and his ilk, and he now sees it as the Labour party at prayer. And he's wrong about that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not in any way saying that the Tories who used to go to the Church of England are racists, but let's put it this way, they would be less sensitive about insensitivity around racial issues than Labour supporters. So Welby thinks this is a massive, massive deal. Mm. Once again, I suspect, out of step with his congregation.
Well, he was interviewed this week and asked about it, and apparently he didn't know.
Well, that's well worth it.
So well done, mate. So the Archbishop in charge of the entire Church of England, who is a Church of England representative, supposedly, who talks to the Queen, who's the only person higher up.
I think it's time that he has to be set aside. It's time to sack him from being the Archbishop of Canterbury. And there's a vacancy at Spurs. He could become manager of Spurs.
Mind you, that's a very good idea, actually, because I just read before I came in here that Ryan Mason is going to be temporarily in charge as coach till the end of the season.
Well, there you go.
I mean, for God's sake, surely he'd be better than him.
Well, Welby.
Flat back four.
Yeah. Right, you fuckers, get out of here and fucking play for...
Play for the shirt.
Yes. Sorry, Archbishop. Yeah. I've done my leg in. You've got a fucking injury. Fuck me.
Well, he could bring in the sort of the power of the Christ. I mean, what he did say in his interview was that the reason people come to the church is to deliver them from racism. And so he's a bit disappointed to find out that the church appears to be fucking... riddled with it.
Deliver us from evil and racism.
Yeah, and racism. But there we are.
These are useless.
Listen, it's very feisty this week. I hope that people are not expecting us to disagree on so many things. But hey, listen, we can't agree on everything all the fucking time. It's as simple as that. Kevin supports Fulham. He supports the football process the way it goes. I don't. I think it's finished. I think it's all over. But... we'll be back, I'm sure, to talk about more of this next week, because this story ain't going away, is it?
Well, no, and when you say I support the process, I can see it's got lots and lots of faults, but if you take away competition, then you've lost everything. And I suppose, really, I'm just fucking jealous, because they're never going to invite Fulham to join the Super League, are
they? There could be a second Super League. Or maybe it's a shit league. Shit League. Fulham will get into that one. Yeah. We're the Thought Police. We'll see you next week.
Starmer, like Chairman fucking Mao or Stalin, immediately resorts to this man is an extremist and a weirdo. That's what left-wingers do. As soon as you don't disagree with them, they try and portray you as a weirdo, extremist, nutcase. And he immediately said, probably doesn't even believe in COVID. How dare you? You don't know what he believes in.
Did you see these wankers from LBC, though, who came out and said, 5 years ago, somebody was killed, an MP was killed like making out that this
was
a similar situation.
What the fuck has that got to do with it?
Right? This is Ian Dale's producer who put that
fuck
in, right?
Off.
Then a couple of other people on that fucking place decided to retweet it. I mean, it's almost as like, and all these people are going, oh, but he was rather rude to Keir Starmer. Well, I'm not surprised he was fucking rude. Yeah. He's not been able to make any money for most of the fucking year.
Fucking Ian Dale always goes, oh, please, I need to learn. I need to be educated.
Well, I'll
educate you, Ian. Yeah. Get a better fucking producer, you tosser.
And also,
I mean,
maybe
for Christ's sake.
Maybe stop trying to wrestle old men to the ground
and
Brighton Seafront.
Yeah. You know, slouch yourself when it comes to tussling with members of the public, are you?
Some of the stuff that she talks about, I'm not going to get into here because it is pretty shocking, actually, but people were being really horrible to people who were not white. Yeah. And this is Church of England, man. I mean, surely to Christ, as it were, Archbishop Welby.
Christ Almighty.
Archbishop Welby should have got on top of this, shouldn't he?
Yes, but...
you know, the king of wokery.
Yes, but Archbishop Welby is fucking useless.
We know that.
He's an Olympic-class fuckwit. Couldn't organise shit, so of course...
I think you've been slightly unkind.
Well, I think he's
very personal attack.
Fuckwit. I like the Championship. I prefer it to the Premier League.
Well, it's where
anyway.
You fucking belong. Let's put it that way.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.